explain it. Vamiovi mean the Ashmad in Ashmodis, whom I shall all want to shatter. That's it for Ashmodis showing his Marahomi, who you tap in when Lavia or Mitzvah. The Hoyo Velasia Smaiso, which only the town, shall be sat to the table of the neighbor is Bayan, who she devours the Shatayan needles. The new one there Ashmad in Skywa Sia Smaiso. Zuas Adibo Velvat. The year the old Mikai Tayag Mitzvah, the Seisa Mikai. The notion way, Elim Hikro Axme Gomeide Shechal Shabbat, Wayne the Cajons, Kidero Edis in the Hayan Shiron Maise, El Hadibo Bilba, Uchlom Isami Sexlom Shein Anachni Mamin in Beise Hadibo, the Edi Bifioin Rei Rakli Notzil Min Amelech, Kidu Hofis Daiti Bidiburim Nadibo, Bihol Mishen Era, Kidu Shoyede Bishnich Hussein Seoish, that's Mahmer, Lo Yoim Arelo, Elo Shoh Oso Hayosho Vatei, As you also, I also say, this minor Kiddush Hashem, the Rambam wrote in their country, so it was very careful. But in the other letters, the where he was not so careful, whenever the Rambam refers to man, Muhammad, he refers to him by the expression, Oisei HaMishuva. Oisei HaMishuva. But here, he was afraid to refer to him to Oisei HaMishuva, lest it would be caught, you know, and then he'll be killed. So he just said, "Behold, this is the era. Today shall the end of the shlichus unseelish. Lo yomer olover shosu ayosha batim. V'yeishleis chavod lefi Hashem. U'malosi b'malo elino. K'umbos ha'atzli u'bishas Hashem nizborach nisale. Avon mishabob lisho nisonu. In yohore goyede, eilu eishe yede lo yore. Avon lo yamri b'malo chusei se'amelech. Elonation of the Bensei, Achimitze, Imutzoi, Umaisi Yoto Piazza di Sensea, Kibileo Moinishmak Mutze Ashmad Aniflo, Shem Kefi Beiki Maradibo Gulbad, Rumiira Libira Rabi Sengu Techeno Mibroche, Sheyemu Yehore Vayabe, Valdima Dovarecho Chem Bemaise, Avu Yehore Ka, Yasha Yehalibu Lassis Maise, Laudobo Shemuzo. Why? Oh, anyway. So there are two difficulties in that. Two difficulties in that comment. One difficulty is, Bishleime, if it's Atishas Hashma, then we understand. So, making a declaration, Machmed is in Obi, that's not on his own, of course, it goes without saying. That is not on his own. Why did that contemporary task that all the Jews made that declaration? So the heavy people and his own, that I don't know. I mean, but I'm not interested now in explaining the sack of the contemporary of the Rambam, so the Rambam reprimanding so severe. But that you understand. But there it was Ishat Hashmar. It wasn't just one Jew was forced to make such a declaration. All the Jews in a certain country were forced to make that declaration. Otherwise they'll be killed. So I'll just leave Sami is your Yahweh. Why should that be less than Arkansas? Now, in regard to Arkansas, there is a machlokes Hashem. According to Rashi, Arkansas means the minik. A minik. So, in other words, so if there is a shasashmad, so it is machlokes to the misadefish himself, even for a minik. And because of that, when Alexander the First, that was probably. I mean, what year? It was probably around 1850, when he issued a decree that all the residents in Tsarist Russia have to shave off their beards and their pears. That decree applied to the going too, not only to the Jews. So, the Beis Halevi at that time went to Govetz, because he considered that Arkis and Nisane, so he went to Govetz. He was, for several years, he was wandering around, you know, in Galicia, in Germany, because he didn't want to shave off his face and his beard. Because Arkis and Nisane, he considered it as Arkis and Nisane, even though the Kabone of Alexander was not to be Mavir Ladas. His Kabone was Manuel Satsme. he wanted to assimilate, he wanted to modernize the Russians so that they would look modern, they would look like the citizens in France. But his campaign was not to be modern at all. The same decree was directed against the Christians too. I mean, they too had to shave off the beard. But there is a machlekes in our Gemara, in Shin Kodeshes, there is a machlekes between the Ramban and the Haile, where the Bishas Hashmad, so his Mechuyot Mizanefesh, where the death also applies only to a case of Mishavim Avirei, or if it's just a shmat, so even if it's not mischav l'avirei, so the Ramban shit is that if it's just a shmat, even if it's mischav l'avirei, it's atzai. But the Raivet shit is that if it's just a shmat, even if it's, so the Ramban shit is that if it's, even if it's just a shmat, so it's only mechuyot in mizanefesh himself, only if it's mischav l'avirei, but if it's mischav l'avirei, it's atzai, it's not mechuyot in mizanefesh himself. But the Raivet, the Ramban mentions, you'll see it in the Chidushi HaRashbo, the so-called Chidushi HaRashbo, and Ksuvah is really the Chidushi HaRambam, not the Chidushi HaRashbo. And Ishim Kodeshes mentions it in the name of the Rambam. So the Rambam mentions, in the name of the Raivet, that the Raivet Shittin is, that when we say Mishav Lanu Ezatznei, is not Mechuyek to be Mishanevish himself, so that is, if it's not Ishav HaShmah, but the Faresi, so then, only if it's Mishav L'Avirei, but if it's just a Shmad, so then, even if it's Mishav L'Avirei, that's me, so it's Mechuyot Mizanefesh. Anyway, the Mishalevi was Machmir, there was a certain basis, there was certainly a basis to be made here, to shave off the beard of the payas. I mean, you didn't have to cut off the payas completely, you could have left. Avoy Yusayrei, so then, it wouldn't have involved in Mishav, but because of Arkes and Mishav. And that's only according to Rashi Shita, that Arkes and Nisan means even a minute Yisrael. Even a minute Yisrael. Mashiach in the Shita of the Ritvi is that Arkes and Nisan means that there is a Chilka Akim, a Chilka of the hobby to use specific kind of shoes. So it involves an Israel of the Chilkisei and Yisrael. So then, but according to the Ritvi, so for a minute, you don't have to be Mishanefesh yourself. Alright, so let's say that the Hashitas HaRambam is like, and many of the Nisikilim of the Rambam say that the Hashitas HaRambam is like the Rift, because the Rambam doesn't mention Arkes Nisan. Why doesn't he mention? If, so Bishlein is the Rambam agrees with the Hashitas HaRambam, he doesn't have to mention it, because it involves the Yisrael of the Seir Mishalecho, so it's like any Yisrael of the Torah. Because the Seir Mishalecho is not on a lower level than any other Yisrael. But if he agrees with the Shita of Rashi, so it's a bit chiddush, that even for a minute, there is a halacha of Yoi Loyam Yavishas Hashmah. So the Rambam should mention it. Alright. So we could say that the Shita of Rambam is like three. Mimele, he said that he didn't have to do Mishanefesh himself because they were not required, they were not forced to do any mitzvah, just to make a declaration. So that would be all right if the Shita Rambam had been like the Ram. The Ram says that when we say Bishas Hashmah, Bizor, Vayav, Erim, and Arkes, and Nisane, only when he's forced to do a certain mitzvah. But suppose the Anus makes it say that no Jew should be Maul's children, since he's Bishav Al Taise, so then there is no Yor Vayav. The same Svore as Kabelot, in Arayas itself. So there is no Chivitz Rasnevesh. Why? Because the Anus can enforce it anyway. So mainly the Anus issued the decree that no Jew should be Malishai. And if he does Malishai, he'll be killed. Since the Anus could enforce it anyway, he could put all the Jews in prison and prevent them from being all their children. So mainly there is no Chiyuv of Yoi or Yavir, even if it's just a Shema. Even the Shema. But the Rambam Shite in the Igeres Kiddush Hashem is counter to that. So he says, that shekol ha-shmot yishoy yomizman ha-chonim, ho yom nitzavim ve-ho yom nitzavim ve-ho nitzavim ve-ho nitzavim ve-ho yisob ve-ho nasi ha-smaise, כמו שאומרו בתלמוד, שלא יססקו בתאירו, ולא יומנו אס מהם, או שיבאו אס נשיסי המידויס. נשיסי המידויס. So, בישלו, יבאו אס נשיסי המידויס. We understand. But he says, so when he's asking the neighbor where your neighbor is near, so that there is no mice over here. So the Shinas HaRambam means that Bishas HaShmad, even if there is no mice, even if the Xavier needs to be Mivatel from the Mitzvah Sasei, there is a Chirma Kutzeras Nefesh. Our Haskamah of Rambo, when it involves Dibo, Rabbi, not real mice and Dibo, but could Dibo be less than a full passivity? In other words, if the Yanos is Gezer, that no Jew should be Malishad, so then if Mechuyah according to the Rambam, if he says Hashmar, to make leverage himself, and the Yanos forces him to make a declaration that Mahmed will be on the king, he is not Mechuyah. How can we explain it? But the Shita Sarambam account to me is that it really didn't involve any other. When a person says, Mahmed is in all, there are certain peculiar people who will say all kinds of things that they don't mean. They don't mean. Now, if somebody will say that he believes in Abu Zorah, even though he doesn't mean it, he's certainly a new Abu Zorah, because Kabbalah Belaha itself is an Abu Zorah, it's highly. But suppose someone says that he believes in Ahmed, you know. Let's say someone will say, what's the name of that black person who is considered as a prophet by many blacks? What's his name?
Yeah.
What? No, this is actually not considered a prophet. Somebody else.
Elijah.
What?
Elijah.
Is he considered a prophet? Suppose a Jew will say he believes he's a prophet. What are they going to do? What are they going to do? Ibenes, you'll believe that he's a prophet. Ibenes, you'll believe that he's a prophet. So what are they going to do? You'll only be in there. I think they'll only be in there with the essay of Tomi Tiyan Shemotan. So the Gemara in Pesachim says, Minayim Shein Shiyahu Mikalmi, Shenema Tomi Tiyan Shemotan. So if a person believes in the astrologers, in that nonsense, so he's in there, Tomi Tiyan Shemotan. Like, Kamo Bechamo, if somebody he believes in Novi Asheker, black or white, so he's certainly a Veda. He's certainly a Tom Dina Shemitako. But suppose someone will say that he believes in a certain Novi Asheker, that he's enough. In a Novi Asheker, that he's enough. And, years ago, there was a black person, they called him, the black people, many black people, called him Father Divine, but he's not living anymore. So, they believed that he was a prophet. So, if somebody will believe, a Jew will believe in Father Divine, that he's a prophet, so we believe here, I'm Tom Tien al Shemalikah. Tom Tien al Shemalikah. But suppose someone will say to black people in order to flatter, to make them feel good, so he'll say, he believes that Father Divine is a prophet. And in his heart, he will not believe in Father Divine. In his heart, he will believe that Father Divine is a Shemalikah. So, there, what is all the day there? Will not be there anymore. Will only be able to be something about Shekha Tirchok, since in his heart he doesn't believe in him. So, he'll be able to be something about Shekha Tirchok. But no other Israel. What kind of Israel is there? But, the Rambam, so that's why the Rambam says that he's not required to be Israel of Israel. Now, so then the other question that arises in the Rambam, on one hand the Rambam says that he's Bishas HaShmar, if they were not Mechuyah to Mitzvah himself. But if somebody was Mitzvah himself, so in the highest level, how can that be reconciled with the Shittas HaRambam, that when someone is not Mechuyah to Mitzvah, and if he is Mitzvah himself, so he's married after a God. So, from this, now there were contemporaries of the Rambam who felt that the Jews were Mechuyah to Mitzvah. The Rambam was Chilkan. And why did they feel that they were Mechuyah to Mitzvah themselves? Because it's true, I mean, that making the declaration, Hashem Hu Elokim, Mahmed Hu Nevi Elokim, does not constitute our Mitzvah. That goes without saying. That is, even if a certain person will believe in his stupidity, that Mahmed was an Elokim. So, he will not be an Eliyahu Mitzvah. You will only be either an Isaiah of Tom Tina and Shemarikah. But, There is no doubt that the reason as to why the Malchus, the Muslim government, forced all the Jews in that country to make that declaration is because they assume that any Jew who makes that declaration, Adishem Hu Elokim, Mahmed Hu Nevi Elokim, so he's thereby embracing Mohammedanism, and that he embraces Mohammedanism, and that he converts himself. But the Christians, so they require that the converts to go through certain ceremonies. And the Muslim tyrants, they didn't require the Jews to go through any ceremonies. But just to make a declaration, that Hashem Hu Elokim, Umachmed Hu Nevi Elokim. And the Rambam himself says that those Jews who did make that declaration in order to redeem their lives, so they should try to observe all the Din HaTorah as far as they can, as long as it's consistent with their safety. So in other words, that means that if any Jew who made this declaration, Mahmed Hu Nevi Elokim, and then he was caught putting out film or observing Shabbos, he would have been killed. But the Muslims did not force the Jews to embrace Mohammedanism or to make a declaration that they abandoned Yahus. If the Muslim government had forced the Jews that they, to make a declaration that they abandoned Yahus, that in itself would be equivalent to Avon Zoreh. And then the Radva says that if the tyrants, the Muslim tyrants, had forced the Jews to make such a declaration that they abandon Yahus or that they embrace Mohammedanism, then the Rambam would agree that they are the Amahu is left themselves. Because that's smart. If you accept another faith, even let's say it's a Unitarian faith, so that's also like Arizona. So it's your Mayabe or even Ritzine. But the Muslims didn't require the Jews to embrace Mohammedanism. They didn't require the Jews to make a declaration that they abandoned Yahus. They just required the Jews to make a declaration, Adishem Hu Elokim, Umachmed Hu Nevi Elokim. As far as the declaration Adishem Hu Elokim is concerned, nothing wrong with that. And Mahmed Hu Nevi Elokim, so that was just with their lips. He didn't involve any avera. If in their heart they believe, they would be either an Isa of Tom Tibesh, but since in their heart they didn't believe, they just deceived the Mohammedans. The Mohammedans thought that any Jew who says Mahmed Hu Nevi Elokim, he is already a devout Muslim. So it was in Marasayim, it involved the Marasayim of Avon Zoreh, in Marasayim of Shema. So the Shita of the Rambam means that Marasayim, now the Gemara says in Avon Zoreh, suppose there is a tzelem in the room where a Jew is standing, and then his coins fall down in that room. So he's not allowed to pick up the coins because of the Marasayim of Avon Zoreh. The observer will see how he bends down and prostrates himself on the floor. And he will not know that he prostrates himself on the floor in order to pick up the chain, the coins. So he thinks he prostrates himself on the floor in order to bow down to the image, because the coins fell down just near the image, the tzelem. So the middle is not allowed. And that, the Gemara says, and the Shem says, the Gemara doesn't say this, doesn't spell it out, but the Shem says it's only awesome drama. That's Marasayim of Avon Zoreh is only awesome drama. Now, we see from the Gemara, so here, making this declaration did not involve any Yisrael, not Matorah, but it involved the Yisrael Rabbonah of Marasayim of Shema. Even though the Muslims are Unitarians, but embracing the Unitarian faith is also, regarding a Jew, it's considered like Avon Zoreh. But they didn't force the Jews to embrace the Muslim faith, just to make a declaration, Mahmed Hu Nevi Elokim. So, but the Muslims thought that any Jew who makes such a declaration is really converting himself and embracing Mohammedanism. So, and embracing Shmah, even of the Unitarian faith, is like Avon Zoreh. So, it involved only an Yisrael Rabbanan, and the Shita Rabbah means that Alakis and Nisanik, dass ich ja noch Jahre hier in Israel geschieht, so immer. Und ich schrug, ich sage, oi, in dieser Reise, wo der Minister der Rabbana und der Minister noch Jahre noch Jahre hier. Ich bin schon sehr schmach. But, so the question is, why does the Rambam say, anyone who was with the Rebbe himself, not to make such a declaration? So in the highest matrimony, according to the Rambam, so he should be married as well as. So obviously, there is one exception according to the Rambam. In other words, and my side of Abba Yisoy, or Shema, even though there is no chiv of Yisrael's Nefesh, even Bishas HaShema, but the mitzvah of Kish Hashem there is. The reason is why the Rambam says that he's married as well as is not because he's married as well as even though it involves Kish Hashem. Because one Shach, if it involves a mitzvah of Kish Hashem, he's not married as well as. But the Shias Rambam is, since he's not the wife of Kish Hashem himself, he's not even the kind of mitzvah of Kish Hashem. That's regarding Shoravirus. Mashem came if it involves a Maresayin of Amizore, true for Maresayin of Amizore. There is no Chiyuv of Miseres Nefesh, because the Maresayin of Amizore is only in Tzong Rabbonon. But since it does involve Maresayin of Amizore, and the Goy, the Amos, will think that the Jew is in Amizore, so we may have a Kiyum HaMitzvah of Kish Hashem there is. If there is a Kiyum HaMitzvah, so then it's a Mitzvah. But the Goy is now. What is the work of the Rambam? That for Maresayin of Amizore, there is a Kiyum HaMitzvah of Kish Hashem, and he certainly allowed to Moshe Nefesh himself. That's the Agamit in Amizokim, in Gittin, of Hanu Yishim of Benel. So the Roshe, the Greek Roshe, so he forced all the children of Hanu to bow down to the idol, and they all refused. And then he felt ashamed before his servants. So he turned to the youngest one, and he said, I'll drop my tabas, my golden tabas, that has diamonds in it. I'll drop it near the image, and you will bow down. That he told it in whispering voice, he told it to the youngest son of Hanu. So he says, and you will prostrate yourself on the floor, and you will find it. And then everybody thinks that you prostrate yourself for the image, but in truth, you will be prostrating yourself in order to pick up that ring with diamonds, and you'll be able to keep it for yourself. So the youngest son of Hanu said, never mind, I'm not going to prostrate myself. I'm not going to fade and to appear as if I'm bound to the image. So he was also killed. So he was also killed. So you see, so there is the only involved in Maresayin of Amizore. And still, Hanu Yishiva Benela, I mean the youngest one, so was Nisim Evesh himself. So we see from that Timore that on the Maresayin of Amizore, even though there was no Chiyu, but the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem there is, and if there is a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, so in many ways, he's allowed to do it. He's allowed to do it. All right, now we are through with the name of Yom.
Good morning, Suvos. Yitzchak Cheshvan, Heitav Shimon Beis, November 15, 1981, on Sunday.
Pilechei. Zeh Rabbi Libasso, Yitzchak Rabbi Mikamzir Leakri. Yehoche, Vishnishi Nam Rose Uboye, Misrei Tavon Anach, Uvisheini Lo Nichma. Vimach Masayin is Mutu, that's what I left off. My name is, that it's Mutu that we came with Vishaini, Mach Masayin. You in the old damn hall, not only because of the head name, what you call me, it's a corner, what you call me, ain't it? Baby, the soul, what you call me, what you call me. Now, here there is a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi explains, the soul, what you call me, what you call me. Hosel, in the case of Takone, where the mouth was there, the boil had in the floor, so then it's Mutea. So the writer said that Nuagu on the case of Shishi, the boil Mirko Yaluka. And here it says Mutea. Now what is more of the head there? Nuagu or Mutea? So according to Rashi explains, Hosel Nuag, Mashma Huba Nuag. So they are in the case where there is a kone, because of the boy has been killed. So then, the most Jews are accustomed to get married not on Wednesday. But Hoche Muta, which are still Hatkir, there was another Gilse. Hoche Muta le Hatkir. So he says, no, Rashi says, that's a wrong Gilse. He says, Hoche Muta, which are still Hatkir, go ahead on Sam. Hoche Muta Potom. The mashma in the mole chish yechid the best in the way. I will not have a look at that. So according to Rashi, so where is it more of the Eta? Where is it more permissible? In the case of the Zakon than in the case of Enes. Whatever the Enes is. So the mole says, Hoche, hol, you will most, hol da moron, hos in kol Zakon, hol kol Kavarines. Isu, hos of God. In the case of the Sakone of the Boy Levin Kilo, so it's universally customary to be naysay, Vishlishi, Vishani, but Hochemuta, here it's not such a double portion. In other words, if he has Vishale, so then basically you tell him all like, you're allowed. But it's not so universal. Accepted to be naysay, not be lonely. On my body, the amres are trouble. Hey, Hedon, if you also be holding the hockey, when you still had also be combat, so do you be a difference? So why do they have to get married on Monday? Why do they tell it as power today? It's regiment, we give a cause. So in other words, the same headset will be sustained if the wedding will take place on Tuesday. Why? Because the regiment, the members of his regiment, they will take away all the food. Alright, the boy is Amelie. That Amelie means, my mother is Amelie's Kitan. I really show you pick it up. We keep it up. We in the most, who may so be so host, when you must have Kalo, Machmiz is a mess of head there, there's a host and there's a Kalo in the Kupo, who boy of the last meets will pay rates, the name Shiva Sibia Mishte, והכך נהיג שיבס ימי אביילי וכל מיצד היומי הוא יושב מן הנושא ומיושב מן הנושא ומתחשיתי מן הקלו כושב שיהיה ודווקא עובים של חוסנים ושל קלו נראה כי אין זה תור לחול אבל איפקלות anyway so the price mentions two situations a situation of the Asakono and a situation of the Enes and in connection with the case of Mitnei Asakono, so then the Brisa uses a Rosh Minuag. In connection with the Mitnei, the Brisa uses a Rosh not Nuagu but Mutah. Now according to Rashi, so Nuagu is more of the Heter than Mutah. That's according to Rashi. Let's see how this is explained. Vizu Hoso, Vishlishi Nuagu. We are moving to the Basel Kamis, מנדו מנוהגו או יריה מלמדינו ואוכל בשאין נימות על החתכל ופיר שחלים כזה פיר יש נוהגו ובדאום אל בוחנות היחידי ויעשו לחתכל נימות so this says פשעתי just the reverse of that according to Rashi so So it's more permissible in the case of Sakone than in the case of Enos. According to Cain says, it's more permissible in the case of Enos than in the case of Sakone. In Akot Lakot. Now, so according to Rashi, so in the case of Sakone, in the case of Sakone where the Xeris of Malchus was, Tiboyim Hegmin Trilo, so then it's a double portion that you can be saying, not on that. It's a double portion. The Chachamim don't want to make a declaration because it might be conducive to Elisha. So they have a special reason as why they don't make a declaration, but it's a double portion. Rubigal, I mean, it's a double portion. There is no problem, no. But in case of Elenes, so most Jews, they're not making. But if somebody comes and says, Tishale, so we have to pass to him, all right, you are so worried about your money, okay. So if you are so concerned about your money, so you have it. But it's reluctantly, it's Buddha. It's not the ideal thing. According to Rashi, so in case of an Enes, it's not the ideal thing to get married on Monday in order to spare himself the hazard, that he shouldn't save himself from hazard. It's not the ideal thing. According to Tesis, it's just the reverse. So, in the case of Sakone, so they only say, Muadu. In other words, Jews on their own, if they act like this, so Besni is not allowed to interfere. If any Jew gets married on Tuesday in Via Sakone, so Besni is not allowed to interfere and to tell him no. But when they ask, so Besni shouldn't be the threat. Mashenke, in the case of Eile, Mashenke, in the case of Eile, so it's Mutarazak. Now, but al pisvore, Rashi's pshat seems more reasonable than Tesis' pshat. I mean, after all, can you compare the hardship situation that is involved in the possibility that Chas v'Shalom the Hegmel will force the woman who is getting married with the hardship situation that is involved? A few dollars of loss. I mean, still, Tesis, according to Tesis, so in face of the hardship involved in the Xeris of the Boil Hegmel Trilo, so basically the Chachamim will not interfere, but they will not pass. But in face of the hardship involved in the Hesed Momay, so then the Bez will pass. I mean, doesn't it sound strange? But we have to keep in mind how we explain Tesis Shite. Because on the surface, Tesis Shite was shaky. I mean, Tesis explained the Kasha of Gemara. It's already a long time since we learned that Tesis. Because we spent a lot of time, many shulim, on the union of Yod Yavet. But the question arose, how can Tesis say such a thing? That the Midrash will then show that it means In other words, here the Brisa says that if any Jew married a Psula on Tuesday, so the Chachamim didn't interfere. Why shouldn't the Chachamim interfere? And the Chachamim didn't interfere because of the Sakone. So why was the Sakone? Because Snuays were ready to give up their lives, to let themselves be killed. Because they didn't know the halacha. So the Chachamim should make the declaration that a Yeshish, Shezim Sobeines is mechanical by law, so the Mele, the Tznuens, so then there won't be any Sakone, so once there is no Sakone, so then the Chachamim should interfere with anybody getting married. And so the question arose, I mean, why? Because when she is raped, so she's out of the zone. So does that mean that one is allowed to put himself in a situation, a woman is allowed to put herself in a situation of possibly, has to show him, being raped by the hangman? And the man is allowed the chatzila to marry women and to expose her to death, to death zone? I mean, there is an Indian that the reef in Psochim says that if someone is ready for Hanara Moroso, so and Matipurim Shachali is the Shabbos, so it's Nikla Tzir Binafshe, so it's Nikla Tzir Binafshe, even when Matipurim Shachali is the Shabbos. So he, so far as Nisan Tzir is concerned, or so he's ready if he's hiding Nisan. But what kind of a heter is there? To do Meloche on Shabbos and on Kippur, and that's a tshuva of Rav Shlomo Goyim. This is how Rav Shlomo Goyim explains the Gemara in Psochim. Am Horetz Mutar Lechri Matipurim Shalom B'Shabbos. It doesn't mean, it cannot be understood literally, Chas V'Sholem. So what does it mean? So Am Horetz means someone who is not Zoyer Nisuri. So if someone is not Zoyer Nisuri, he can think so low that he can reach a situation where it will be a mitzvah to kill him, and you can perform a Shabbos. In other words, if he's not Zoya in mitzvahs, so in Melee, he can become Choshev Asher Zomim too, I mean, and he can become a Rebbe, a Hamarav also. So then it can be a mitzvah to kill him. So why? What heter is there to do Meroche on Shabbos? Kill him, that's the first Shomer. And I give her the answer is, because it's the Xeras HaKosu. Anyway, going, baby hair, baby shabbos. So that means if someone is a rabbi, I don't have a machteres. So if he's a rabbi, so we're allowed to kill him, the gamma, if he's one shabbos. So that aloha applies even to a rabbi, but an arm also. So in other words, we see that Hatzole from the ladies of Naram of Arias is Deicha Shabbos. Just like the Hatzole from Sakharis Nefoshes is Deicha Shabbos. So the Hatzole from the Enes of the Arayas is the Hashabbos. Is the Hashabbos. So how can this say such a strange thing? That literally the Enes Shoreh, in view of the fact that the Sakona exists because of the Tzmuris, they are ignorant of the Aloche, that Enes be Yisroel Mishra Shoreh. So let the Chachomim make a declaration that Enes be Yisroel Mishra Shoreh, so the Mele, no Jewish women will be exposed to the possibility of being killed by the handmaid. So maybe the Chachomim should stop anyone from getting married on Tuesday. Makes sense. You are allowed to, it's a mitzvah to be Mechal Shabbos, to be Matzil, a woman from the Enes of Arayes. So here, the Gemara asks the Kasha, how is it that the Chachomim didn't interfere with anybody's attempt to get married on Tuesday? No, they should tell them, no, you can't get married on Tuesday. You have to get married on Wednesday. But then you expose the woman to the possibility of being raped. Well, in this Yisrael Mishra Shor, there is a heter to put yourself in such a situation. Chas V'Sholem, how can such a thought even flash in anybody's mind? But still, Tesis says so. So I mentioned that the Shibetzi says that the Goyal Hebron Philo doesn't mean that the Malchus, that was the Malchus Yovan, the Syrian Greeks. So it doesn't mean that they were very makpish, that every psula that is missing is the name of him. So should be dafke nival hebron chilo. But they gave a license to all the soldiers of the Syrian Greek army, and they said that if a hebron wants to be honest, if psula misses the name, he can do so, naturally. So, as long as there is a license, so, it happened. But, that was a milsev l'shrich. Because it was a milsev l'shrich that a woman should be forced by the headman. Because usually, even though the headman had the right even to kill the woman, but they didn't do it, in spite of the desire. But it was a milsev l'shrich. So the melee, the gabi pikuach nefesh, so there is a halacha that in hilchi pikuach nefesh acharon, and even yechshosh echeikyo pikuach nefesh is yechash Shabbos, and one is mechuyev to be matzil someone from yechshosh echeikyo of Zakon Tzvokosh. So, Rashi sees the Jews that we got into Bach Nefesh. So we are Hitchish for Shoshan Hike, because that's the Aloche of Ishon and Hoshin and Abshah. Me? So the Ram Rosh Hashanah means, so Yechli Zoyer Bidogo Ze Harbe Harbe, Yeise Yeise. Why? Because he called the Kule, so he's thinking the Eis in the Chumre. But we rely on Rome, we rely on Speksoike, we rely on Chazoke. We got this according to the Poshes, we don't, there's a Gemara in Chumre. We don't rely on God, we don't rely on Chazoke, and the only reason is why everybody goes by plane, even though the reason Shoshan Chaykeh was plane crash, you read the newspaper about that, every week of a plane crash, so it should be also to go by plane because of Shoshan Chaykeh, because of Shema Tzoy Mashiach. That's the only heck. That's the only heck. And that's the only heck as to why it's meant so many Yeshiva Bahamas. So many so-called litoras insist upon smoking because the Misha Feinstein passed me, she not so much, but the Misha Feinstein did not pass me that one has to be a person. All right, she not so much, there is a head there, but a person is, if somebody smokes, he's a person. But it's a special head there, and it's Gosha Virabi. But where it's not Gosha Virabi, so there it's a Misa Virabi. So Rashi Shita is the justice we have to be righteous for the Shoshan Chaykeh without the Sakonis Nefoshes, whether it's the Sakonis Nefoshes of my own life or the Sakonis Nefoshes of the other fellow, doesn't make any difference. There is, we have to be righteous for the Shoshan Chaykeh. In other words, if somebody is in the Shoshan Chaykeh of Sakonis, so, and if somebody can save him from the Shoshan Chaykeh of Sakonis, and he doesn't, he's either on the Sakonis or on that. In other words, so, Rashi Shita is that regarding Hatzole from Ines of Arayis. So also from Shoshan Chaykeh, we have the Rishish. So that's why Rashi explains the Gemara of Lidrashu, the Ines Shore. In other words, Lidrashu, the Ines Shore, the Shuv, the Yev, Sakone, El Ines, but my Poma, the Sakone, the Yev, Abu Lemeima, Abu Meines, the Yev. But not that it should not be allowed to get married on Tuesday. Of course it will be. It's allowed to get married on Tuesday. But why was the price used the lotion? If it's a koneveilech, why? Because some slaves let themselves be killed. So let the Chachomim make a declaration that they don't have to let themselves be killed, that they have been spoiled in Mishchashore. So then no slaves will let themselves be killed, and they'll save the lives of a number of slaves that way, and but at the same time, it will of course be mutter to get married on Tuesday in order to save themselves from the Shoshan Chaykeh of being forced by them. That's Rashi. Just as we have to be Rashi for the Shoshan Chaykeh of Sakonis Nefoshes, we have to be Rashi for the Shoshan Chaykeh of Hatzomer from Minis of Arayis, because we see that Lisanad Adam Be'acho applies to actually, the Rambam says, if somebody sees that another person is really Mahanar and Rosh Alonso, and it's Yesh Yodil Hatzil, and it's not Matzil, it's Abraham Lisanad Adam Be'acho. So the Mele, just as there is a meaning of Shoshan Chaykeh, we have the Chaykeh of Shoshan Chaykeh, we have a Hatzole of Sakone, so it should be Chaykeh from Shoshan Chaykeh, of Atzole from Minister Barayas. That's Rashi Shita. And Teisa Shita is, Eilach Name, if it's a question of what I've been forced by Danos, or even Sophie, of course we are allowed to deliver and Takonis Chachomim in order to save the woman from the possibility of being forced by him. But here it's only Shoshan Chaykeh. So this is Shita is Shoshan Chaykeh. We have to Rishish Ligabe Hatzole from Sakone. But Hatzole from Enes, there is no Aloche of Shoshan Chaykeh. So that is Tesef Shah. So the Mele, Rashi and Tesef Shah, we should decide. Rashi Shita is that Hatzole from Enes is as important as Hatzole from Sakone. And just as Ligabe, Hatzole from Sakone. So we have to be Rishish. Even for Shoshan Chaykeh, And if somebody, if another person is in a social state of losing his life, and I don't do anything to save him, to take him out from that suffering, so then, he is able to be something that I'm after, unless it's an union of Doshim Rabbi, But without Doshim Rabbi, so there is an union of, we have to be Hishish, Hisham Lachoshim Nashiroch, and there's a company Sule, so Memele, Ligabi Hatzole, from the ends of the Rayes, we also have to be Hishish, for the social effect. So that's why Rashi explains the Gemore, Hosom Nuagu, Mashmahubom Nuagu, Hochemutea, Hosom Nuagu, it's not just if somebody has to shine, so then business has to pass me, it's Mutea. No, that's the universal practice, and that's the ideal practice. But even though that's the ideal practice, for some reason, an open declaration the Chachamim cannot make, because that will be conducive to the But the Chachamim should encourage this practice of getting married, Dafke on Tuesday, not on Wednesday, in order to prevent, to preclude the possibility of a single Jewish woman being forced by the hangman. But for Chanutah, here it's a question of money, big deal, so stay with us. Mashe'imke Teises. Teises explains it in the reverse, because Teises was just a silent. Teises she can use that vis-a-vis Hatzolek, families of Arias, even though it's Nechash Shabbos, but only if there is Mamish, the Sakone of being forced into Arias, into Nisa of Arias. But Shosha Lecheike, there is no Aloche, that one is Mechuyev to Becheshish, for Shosha Lecheike, lest she will be raped by the Amos. There is no Chiyuv to Becheshish for Shosha Lecheike. So Memele, and this is explaining the Gemara of Mishal Din Shale, that there shouldn't be any heter to be either a Takonis Chachomim, because of the Shosha Lecheike, the remote possibility that as a result of everybody complying with the Takonis Chachomim, so there's a Shosha Lecheike that a woman might be forced. That's the Shite. So we are not required to be gracious for Shosha Lecheike in respect to the heinous of Arias. So Memele, Tesis explains it in the reverse. He says, Hosom Noag, over the Hochemuta. So in other words, Muta means that if somebody has a shower, so we pass to him. It's Muta. It's Muta. Not that it's the ideal thing, but if somebody has a shower, so we pass to him. If you are going to sustain the loss of the whole Sude, that has a Gerube, so you're allowed to get married on Monday. But when somebody asks, we do pass him. Mashiach came in regard to Sakone, so then Noah, that only means if Jews do it, Bezdin is not allowed to say no to them. They do it on their own, all right, let them do it on their own. But if somebody will come to Bezdin and ask, should I have the wedding on Tuesday? So then Bezdin will say, it's not a proper thing to have the wedding. Why? Because after all, because we don't have to be chishish for Shosha Lecheike in respect to him. That's why Rashi and Tesis we should decide. Alright. Now, Shatobo Bolia, Yachbu Sechishu Rashi, Masha Yitzi, Vichol Yitlacha Rabi, Rakev Adirun, Vishol Shabbos Abo, בשלישי נכנס, לא במעט אלוהים, מלבין כל כך של יפריע בסודו, אלו ימחו, ומעט כתקנת לשאול, נסתר על ידי יחיל משוס, אתה מכין על יצא חיסודו. קריטני, חוסי של יסובי בשם, ויוכל להמתינת למוחו, שצורך להשאי ססמי מסעד שיכנס לחופו, ויהי ממוזו במים שירו לסיוע בשולי נסקאי, או בפשל חוסי נעימו של קלו דאפת לכם, או בפשל חוסי נשאו עתרי על יצא חיסודו. So, Al-Bidin, and Bisman Chazal, Bisman Hashem, and even in the old days, as 50 years ago, so the universal practice was that the wedding is made not by the father of the college or by the father of the chosn. And that's Al-Bidin, because the chosn is mechuyev to spend the money on the suit. In America, so the practice is that it's the father of the college who makes the wedding. But Al-Bidin is the chosn who is mechuyev to make the wedding. Not the cow. So in Mele, we say, Obi Shal Chosin Shehu Adarei Abitel Chesu. Mimo so kale ki an khino lo tachi. Mi pi kho ki ya ve ham ni shu bi ne ki ba. Vi ti lo en la ki sa me se khede ya shu bi ye hu. Vi ke in kho la be ne sa lo bu bi si sa ki ne ki ka mo. Vi shu mi kho li ki sa ki ya ra be. Ba ti if it's not on the possible, if it's in the possible, or if it's of the shokalo, so then it's not machnisse, samesel, cheddar, so forth. So then it's not like that. Now the question is, what does it mean? Davke. Davke nokat. Then the more sense. Davke nokat, of the shokosu. Vimo shokalo. But if it's not on the shokosu, if it is in the shokosu, or it's of the shokalo, or suppose, it's another color of the dye, the brother or sister of the person, a brother or sister of the color dye. But there's also a few of others, then we do not apply this thing. So what is Alochim Sechikis? So what is Alochim Sechikis? Suppose, it's Hoyo Pite Yoko, the Tifrit of Wach, the Yeni Mosek, and then it's made Imi Shokos, or Omi Shokal, or Ochim Shokos, Ochim Shokal. So then, what is Aloha there? We do not apply this Aloha. So what Aloha do we apply? So there is a very basic Mahalikas Hashem. There is a very basic Mahalikas Hashem. The Rosh says that from the Rif it's Mashma. That from the Rif it's Mashma. That only in the case where it's Ogif Shokos, or Yimu Shokal, so then it's Mahalikas Hameslach there, Vesachos Vesachal Olechupo, Ubeyo Bilas Mitzvah Uperich, and then Meik Shiva Simea Mishte, Vakach Meik Shiva Simea Vet. But suppose it's not Ovi Shokosin, suppose it's Ovi Shokosin, it's Ovi Shokalo, it's Ovi Shokosin, Ovi Shokalo, Achei Shokosin, Achei Shokalo. So then, according to the Rebbe, it's still Machnisi Esames Lecheda, Vesachosin Vesachalo Lechuk. It's still Machnisi Esames Lecheda, Vesachosin Vesachalo Lechuk. Ubeyo Bilas Mitzvah Uperich. But, in this case, if it's in Mishal Chosin, or Omim Shokalo, so everything is the same. Of Machnitz Samas Lechedra, Mishal Chosin Zakao Lechupo, Ubeo Bilas Mitzvah Uperich, that is the same. But, instead of Neik Shiva Simea Mishke, Vachakach Neik Shiva Simea Mishkeh, so according to the Rebbe, if it's in Mishal Chosin, and Omim Shokalo, so it's Machnitz Samas Lechedra, Mishal Chosin Zakao Lechupo, Ubeo Bilas Mitzvah Uperich, but instead of nations in Amishta first, and then Abeles, so it's that way around. So it's Neik Shivas in Abeles first, and then Shivas in Amishta. So that's the only difference between Ovif Shal Chosin or Imi Shal Chosin. In the case of Ovif Shal Chosin and Imi Shal Kalo, so after it's Beil Glas Mitzvah, I mean, the wedding takes place in both cases. But if it's Meis Ovif Shal Chosin, so then, it's Neik Shiva Sime Amish the first. Vahakach Neik Shiva Sime Averes. But if it's not Ovi Shokosin, if it's Ochim Shokosin, or Ovi Shokosin, or Ovi Shokara, another kind of Averes, so then it's Beil Glas Mitzvah, Upeleish, but Neik Shiva Sime Averes, and then Neik Shiva Sime Amish. And the Rosh is Masikan, and then the Shita of the Ritz Gates also, and Ritz of the Gates. And the Rosh is Masikan, and the Shita of the Ritz, and Ritz of the Gates, he says it explicitly. The Rebbe doesn't say it explicitly, but from the notion of the Rebbe, it's Mucha. It's not spelled out by the Rebbe. But the Rebbe of the Gates, he spells it out. So the Rosh Hashanah, he says, once it is Machis Tzames Lecheta Lezachosin Lezakao Lechupo and Beo Bilas Mitzvah Upeirish, so what difference does it make whether it's Ovi Shokosin or Imi Shokosin? So why should we say if it's Ovi Shokosin, so after his Beil Glas Mitzvah, so he has to observe Shiva Simea Mishta first, and then Shiva Simea Beiles. But if it's Imi Shokosin or Ochim Shokosin, so after his Beil Glas Mitzvah, so then he has to observe Shiva Simea Beiles first, and then Shiva Simea Mishta. Well, I mean, we can explain it. It sounds strange, but it's explicable. In other words, we can explain it. In other words, you see, in those days, so it wasn't as it is today. Today, so neither the Ovi Shokosin nor the Ovi Shokalo, even though he's the one who makes the wedding, so he pays for it. But he doesn't prepare the food. He goes to a caterer, and he does all the work. But in those days, it was the Ovi Shokosin who had to do everything. So Melee, so in all probability, he prepared suitors' food, not just for the wedding. For the wedding and for all the suitors of the Shiva Sina Mishte. So Melee, in the case of Mason Mishal Hosno, Rimashal Kalo, so then the Shiva Sina Mishte had to receive the Shiva Sina Mishte. Mashain came in the case of Imishal Hosno. So after his veil was mitzvah peleis, so he could observe Shira Sina Avilus first, and then Shira Sina Mishte. But the Rosh is saying, it's in Bayit Shite, and possibly on the Rif Shite, the Rif doesn't spell it out explicitly, and he says, no, Vidavke or Bishol Chosn, Bishol Kala. So then there is a new repair problem. Then there is an irreparable damage. Mashain came if it's initial hosni. There isn't such a hardship, there isn't such an irretrievable loss of money and other things and energy. So in that case, so we have to postpone the wedding till after Shiva. So we have to postpone the wedding till after Shiva. So in other words, so the whole thing of Machnissus, Ames, Rechedar, Eschossus, Akau, Rechup, Obel, Mitzvah, Pemesh, doesn't apply. So in that case, if it's Imishal Hosn, so then, Imishal Hosn, so then they have to cancel the wedding and postpone it, and have the Kvore, and have the Kvore, and then the Hosn or the Kale should observe the Shiras and the Abeles, and then have the wedding after the Shif. That's the Pshat of Moshe Shem. Yes, I do.
I can understand the Pshat as far as the Avishal Chosn, because if he's involved, there's an irretrievable loss for his risk.
Yeah, but how about Rishon Kala? Okay, I suppose that there is a connection. There is a connection between Tachshitin and the Sudes. I suppose that the Kale has to wear a special kind of Tachshitin for a special Sude. I mean, there is a connection. I don't know. I mean, I didn't live in those days, so I don't know the practices of the people, but there is a connection. Yes.
I just want to say what he does in regard to the case of Ibcha. If it's Abi shall Kalo, Ima shall Kalo, the Torah should explain it yet. Because since Abi shall Kalo makes a suit for the Shabbat Bachas also, right?
Yeah.
So if it's Abi shall Kalo, and Abi shall Kalo is still alive, so then he's still attacked and prepared the suit. They can have Abilash right away because he's still attacked and prepared the blueprint for the Spanish.
Yeah.
But when? He's also going to have Abilash.
If Abishal Kalo
dies, okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Abishal Kalo
dies.
Abishal Kalo
is still alive.
Before Abishal
Kalo
dies. Yeah.
Okay.
And the Imashal Kalo is alive.
Right.
So the Tachshitin, there will be no...
But how about for the Shabbat and Amishah?
What?
But how about for the
Shabbat and Amishah? So what?
Right?
No, who died? We are talking about...
Abishal Kalo.
Abishal Kalo.
Yeah.
Okay. So, as far as Tachshitin, as the arrangement and the preparation of the Tachshitin is concerned, everything will be the same. Because the mother will do everything. So, Mimele, you can have the Shiva Sini Avilus first, and the Shiva Sini Amishte after that. Because, true, the Kala requires special Tachshitin, not only for the wedding, for the whole Shiva Sini Amishte. So the mother is alive, she will be able to come in the Kala.
That's the Saras Tachshitin. What about the Saras Sudagos? That's the Avishal Chosn. But he's going to be on the base for these 7 days also, just like his son will be. So how can he prepare the food for the Shiva Sina Mishte?
We
said he has the Avelis first and then he has
the Orisha Chosn didn't die.
Right.
The mother of the Chosn died.
That's right.
So he's alive, yeah.
Okay, he's alive. But the Shiva Sina Mishte is going to be after the Shiva Sina Avelis.
Yes, so
alive. Who's going to prepare the food for the Shiva Sina Mishte? He's an Avelis.
Why? After the Shiva Sina Avelis, he can work a number of hours in that day for the studio of that day. Doesn't require 7 days of work. In 10 hours of work will be enough. All right. Now the Rashi. First, let's see. Dafki no katoni shochos yishlag eli amtzor yisudo. Vim shol kawu yam chino tachshiv. Vifim ochi yam ramei chivim yichlem vifiru lem lachnis ames lachedah. Shal yikiru. Vim kei chola aveles alo obum vistim esagiru yitim lakamo. Vishud vyuch mikne So the reason why we have to postpone for a short while the burial of the deceased, Because once the Kfura takes place, and no circumstances will be allowed to vary. Even though, according to most Hashemi, even for Minyan it's also to get married, but there is a difference. It's not as serious. The Isa of for a Minyan to get married is not as serious as the Isa that is incumbent upon a noble to get married. So the Melee, so Rashi says, we have to be Machir Sames Lechorach, Chedra Vesachosi Yesakau Lechubeh, and to postpone the burial after the wedding, because once the wedding takes place, there will be no heter for the wedding to take place, because then it will become a real one. But until the burial takes place, so he doesn't start the minyan of Shire, Davilesh, but he's only a minyan. So even according to the Rishonim, that certain Yehukim of Avilesh are incompetent of Panamanian too before Kfura, but it's not as humble as the Nihukim of Abeles that are incompetent of Panamanian. So Mele, the Kinhola Abeles are all with the Stimus Akil, Tamu, the Shub Yichli Yuchl Yichli Sakhiab Abeles. So Mele, we let the mess remain for a short time, and in the meantime, the wedding takes place, and when it takes place, and then, he's made, and once the wedding takes place, so the Shiva Sina Mishtachal, and once the Shiva Sina Mishtachal, so it's his regal. So it has the same thing like Kevin Smith's regal. Suppose someone is Kevin Smith and Chalameh. So the Shiva doesn't start until every Yonke. Because I know that the new Vavilas cannot start. So the Mele, if the wedding takes place before the Kfura, so then, relative to him, the Yontif started already. So the Mele, when he's came to the mess, the same with the Yadon Shalei, it's his Shiva Shiva Yaleya. So the Mele, he will start the Mele's after he completes the minyan of Shiva Shimamish, who pays, the Yidra was a mess beyond. וכן בכל אוף חסן, חבל לגבי כרגע, ולא יעשי להבלת, וחלש, ובני קשיר שימה מישה, בכל עצן היומני של בני המישה ושל הבלת, הוא יושב, ונסייח עד עם זה עם זה, שם הוליבה, ויובי רוסה בתאשם שמיתו, כי ילכים הבלו מגלו, ועד בשיר עשיני המישה שהם כרגע, נגד הוא הבלת של דברי צינה, דהיינו איסה תשליש, כדו לכם. צנבו עצו, איבן דור, Davilus is not chal on him. Why? Because when he's came with the mess, he is already a host, and he already has a chiyu of Shiva Sine Amishke. So the Mele, that host, when he's came with the mess, so has a deen like came with the mess in Sechareda. So when does he start the Shiva? After Yonte. So here, after Shiva Sine Amishke, he starts the Shiva Sine Avelis. So we could say that the Shiva Sine Amishte is Luta Vitash Shamito as well. So the halacha is that Dvokim Shevitzine, even the Shiva Sine Amishte, so he's Mechuyet to be Zoya. Tash Shamito is Dvokim Shevitzine. Now, so from this Gemore, so most of the Shemi deduce the halacha that even if somebody is Kedar as Mesi in Zicharega, so he starts the Shiva after Yonte, but Bitashim Shamito is also a Reja. Bitashim Shamito is also a Reja. It's one of the Tzine. The Rambam Shite, however, is not like that. The Rambam Shite is that if somebody is capable of spacing the regal marriage, so even one of the Tzine is not a Kuya. So it's Mutab Tashim Shamito. So what do we do with this Gemara? So according to the Rambam, there is a distinction between real regal and the regal of the Chos. Why is there such a distinction? I mean, that's strange. But that is the Shiva's Ram. However, most Rishonim, they deduce from this Gemara that just as regard to Chosin, we say that he is also Mikash Mishamito, even during the Shiva's Mishke. Why? Because he's born in Shemitzine, so mainly the regal also, he is also Mikash Mishamito. I mean, that's the Kashtes of the Gemara. But the Rambam Shite has to be explained. Now, ואימני בשביל אבלס עם ישראל לא תחשיב כאו של תזכון על בילו כל שלי שני ואף על פי שאני מייבלס לשאוף מיודו וכל שכן משלי שני so from Rashi Shite it's Mashma now when Rashi explains that that when the price is said, they mean that shipping in a color associated, it also has reference, it magnifies the previous halacha. In other words, it relates to the previous halacha. It has reference to the case of me sofik shall cost me or yimo shall kala. Mashiki, any other of all, so we are really touching. Let's say, suppose the kala became an avele after the so then we are really touching. Because Rashi says, So from Ashit's Mashma, that this halacha of Imeini applies to this specific case. But, let's say, the kala after the wedding suffered the bereavement, so then we are in the Yeritachit. Mashiach in the other Shayim, we say that the name Tachit in the kala of Shayim does not have reference to the case of Pideyofu, Bitifre Tobuch, Vienne Mosu. That's another halacha, that as far as the kala is concerned, we are not in the Yeritachit in front. Even though it wasn't the case of Pideyofu, Bitifre Tobuch, Vienne Mosu. Let's say, even if she became an avele after she became a cow. So, even in respect to such a cow, so a name may attach it. Alright. You like to use the Torah in the Absidu Mashiachim. Alright. Omar Afid. Loi Shonu, Omar Afram, Pope Omar Afid, Loi Shonu, Shonu Samayin al Gabi Boso. Avo Loi No Samayin al Gabi Boso, Mizdabe. So the reason why you retrieve the loss of my hobby will be crap. A condition of the mind of Gabi Boso is this David. On my hobby will be crap. A condition of the mind of Gabi Boso is this David. The elder of his day that if it's not the mind of Gabi Boso, so then there is irretrievable loss. And if it's not your son, so then there is no irretrievable loss. So that's in regard to a town that is neither a krach nor a krach. A krach means a very big city, and a krach means a little village. And so when do we distinguish between Rosamayim and Rosor and Rosamayim? That is Hechem Shtachaslo, Omar Abashi Gimote Marzir, the Matke Mikrach, Umatke Mikrach. Tani Kavosel Ochim. הרי שעוד יום פתאי הפולו, וטיב חייתו בוח, ויהי נמוז, ונול סמיים על גבי בוסו, ומי סובים של חוסם, או אימו של קאו, מכניס לסבס לחבר, וסחוס לסקאו וחופו, ובאו גלס מיטרו ופרס, ונהי שיבה סימי המשתה, והתנהי שיבה סימי הבארץ, וחובי סניומי, הוא יושב מן הנושים, ושתגישנו מן הנושים, וכי מי שפירס או ישתה נידו, after the chuk, before the last mix, who yoshi bin anoshi, vihi yishina bin anoshi, vei mein takshik bin akal okol amedei, vei kach vei kach lo yiveil, lo yidei arav Shabbos, vei lo yidei mitzoye Shabbos. Now, Gimore discusses that. Now, we don't pass like that. But the manomar of this price holds that lo yidei lo yidei arav Shabbos. So at first, Gimore wants to explain it on the basis of the beauty. The Doloshim is having his osset, and they call it some lele, if he's lele psuo, so he's mitzi dan, even though it's Doloshim is having, but they call it a really osset. But then, the Gemara explains the Lord Mitzoy Shabbos because of his special zele, Shemo, maybe he'll be so preoccupied mentally with the Sude, so the Mele will forget the Shabbos, and he'll shech the Benot on Shabbos in order to have it ready for the Sude Mitzoy Shabbos. So once the Gemara explained Loid Mitzoy Shabbos on that basis, so the main way we can explain the Loid Shabbos also on that basis, because of the Zeva Shem Yishra Benot, but we don't pass the Laloche, because there are other braises that Achille Kandus braise, and they say that it's Mutter to be Be'er Shabbos, Be'er Mitzoy Shabbos. Alright, now, let's see the Rashi. שלא שמיים רגע בבוסו, שרואים ביחים הקרויים, איזה מרקד, בכך שליחים שטובים יש, יצמר בי, אלו דרך חידי מרקד, ועשור נוסח, איך משאר עצמו, הוא בכך ולא יבקבר, למרקד שמתכך, למרקד שמתכבר, מוצא מכל כך, יצנת הסביג איזה כך, ומוצא מכל כבר, יצנת הסמור, איזה בלש, דירו מכבר, וכתן המכך, תאי כמה שרף חידי, ומתו לו בני שמיים, על גבי בוסו, זה איש תמיד בחיצוץ ובחופו הוא יושב ונמוני זה עם זה נעבורש נברשו הוא יושב בין האנושים ואיש תמישי לו בין האנושים ואני אצלך שסה ונמוני זה עם זה ואתה שסה because even though a husband is מוטל נסיחי אם איש תמיד לו that's the בדמור לסנהדר of the תקלמת of סוגר השישן so it's a special heter for a husband to be nisyachim in Mishniyudo Sugama Shishami but that heter applies only after Bilas Mitzvah but before Bilas Mitzvah there is a Nisa Yichud there is a Yichud why does Rashi say Hu Yoshem Veinemonim Zeim Ze it's not a question Explain. Va mi obi.